Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Brian, Mark Malusis with you here on The Fan. Thanks for the time this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark. Happy holidays to you, and good to be with you here this afternoon.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, I'm in awe, Brian, when you watch Shanahan with San Francisco. He's dealt with a myriad of different injuries. I understand the schedule has been favorable here, Brian, but tremendous performance last night. Purdy with the 5 touchdown passes, getting Saleh back as defensive coordinator. That is an extremely well-coached team.
They are well-coached, and in all phases, too, Mark. They had special team issues in the last few years, but last night you saw the forced fumble. You saw Eddie Pinheiro almost hit one from 64. That's the only missed field goal all year. He's 27 out of 28 right now. And then, you know, just watching Brock Purdy come back from the toe injury, very severe injury, but Mark kept it going there when Brock was out. They're healthy on offense right now. Christian McCaffrey is going to get over 2,000 yards. He's going to get over 100 catches. Just the subtle things that he does game planning-wise week to week, it's been an impressive performance by Kyle.
How dangerous, you know, Brian, when you look at the complexion of the NFC, Eagles have got their issues, no Parsons in Green Bay. You've got the cardiac Bears who find the ways to win these games miraculously, including one on Saturday night against Green Bay. Obviously, you've got Seattle and Los Angeles in their own division in the NFC West. But if I was asking you, how dangerous do you think San Francisco is come playoff time? Are they a kind of forgotten team in the complexion of the NFC?
Maybe a little forgotten, but they're going to be dangerous because offensively, they're going to be able to score. They're going to move the football. Now, defensively, they've got issues. They don't have a lot of star talent outside of the ball. They play really, really hard under Robert Saleh. They don't beat themselves. And I think the way Kyle will call any playoff game, home or away, is he's going to shorten the game. He's going to play ball control. He's going to limit the opposition to 7 or 8 possessions in a game. They'll score and kick field goals when they get those chances, provided the score is in the range. So I think they're going to be a tough out because they won't beat themselves. That's not who they are this year.
No, it's not. If I were asking within that division, Seattle or Los Angeles, Brian, which one? I know you got Darnold, obviously, in Seattle, and people still have concerns about him, even with the comeback victory against L.A. Last Thursday night. But Rams or Seahawks, which one of those two teams, Brian, would you lean into here moving forward?
I lean a little bit more to the Rams. I mean, I think that Matt Stafford probably has a good chance of winning the MVP this year, and rightfully so, the way he's performed. He's lined up, you know, 15 straight weeks in a row. And nothing against Seattle. They're very well balanced. I think that in big games and big spots, we got to see if Sam Darnold can play a clean game. We're pretty sure that Matt Stafford can. Can Sam Darnold in a big spot, in a big game, playing a clean game? We all have some doubts about that. We saw that last Thursday night. They split between the Rams and Seattle. Both games were could have gone either way. Came down to really the final possession. So, but I'd give the lean. I'd lean a little bit more towards the Rams right now.
You know, staying in the NFC and focusing on the Giants here, Brian. I'm curious two things. I want to ask you about Dart. What you've seen from him since, you know, suffering the concussion and obviously the loss of his head coach and Brian Daboll in a game, you know, this past week where the Giants tried to run it. He only attempted 13 passes, and it seemed from the naked eye that he did not want to run it or take unnecessary hits. What have you seen here as of late from Jackson Dart?
I haven't really seen that. I mean, I'd like to see him surrounded with some real talent. I'm getting a little tired, like all Giant fans, of seeing receivers just drop passes one after another. I mean, the interception last week that, you know, really put the Vikings in good position was right through Theo Johnson's hands. We've seen two drops last week, a bunch during the season. I'd like to see him with some real top-notch talent, not just neighbors, but really a top-flight tight end, you know, some running backs that can really do some damage. I just feel like we're not seeing anywhere near the best of them. I mean, even last week, I mean, once Minnesota realized that they really didn't have an answer to the blitz zero looks, they just kept coming after him with it. They never really hurt him with it. And so I think Dart's going to be okay. He has taken too many hits, but I don't think he's reluctant to run. He ran on, you know, short yardage, goal line, head first, getting the first downs. I just want to see him with better talent around him right now.
When you look at the future for the Giants, and Brian, you know this, Giant fans are thinking about who's going to be coaching this team. You know, McCarthy's out there. They're looking at coordinators across the league. I want to throw a name out there if he shakes free. What about the idea of John Harbaugh, who's now getting asked about his future down in Baltimore? Ravens have had a disappointing season, banged up. Lamar hurt back once again Sunday night. We saw that, knocked him out of the Patriot game. What about if Harbaugh shakes free? Do you think he would be a guy that would fit New York with the Giants?
Yeah, I do. If a change is needed in Baltimore, if a change gets made, I would love a guy that's still in his prime, has coached a lot of big games, has always had great kickers, something the Giants probably could. They'd be happy with just an improved kicking game at this point right now. But he's a disciplined coach. He gets guys to play to his vision. He'll get a good staff. I think he'd be a really good prospect if he would shake loose in Baltimore.
Would he move to the top of your list, Brian?
He'd be right at it. I mean, I'd look at some of the coordinators because we're seeing what Liam Cohen has done. We're seeing what good coordinators can do in this business and how they can turn things around. So I'd take a look at some of the young guys that are out there right now. But honestly, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more complete coach and a guy that has done it, like John Harbaugh, from winning a Super Bowl to getting to the playoffs to taking a guy like Lamar Jackson, who was drafted at the bottom of the pit. Nobody thought he could become an MVP of the league when he was drafted, and he got the right coaches and personnel and style of offense where he was a two-time MVP. So I think your quarterback would flourish. I think John would be – I think he'd be welcomed in New York, and he knows how to handle the media and all that kind of stuff, but he just knows how to put a no-nonsense team together.
And that's exactly what the Giants need. I'm going to agree with you. I think it would be a home run hire if he does shake free down in Baltimore and the Ravens feel like it's time for a little bit of a change. What's been your impressions of Glenn here, year number one, reports over the weekend? He's going to be...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought back, you would expect that. Obviously, they've made some changes and some trades at the NFL trade deadline, but Wilkes out as defensive coordinator last week. What's been your impressions of Aaron Glenn year one as Jets head coach?
Well, I think that they've cleaned up a lot of the operation that really plagued this team early on, the pre-snap penalties and just the dummy head football that they were playing. It's been cleaned up quite a bit. We're seeing some players develop. Juwan Briggs looks like he's going to be a good defensive tackle going forward. I think that the offensive line, for the most part, has played pretty good. They need a quarterback. I mean, all you have to do is watch that game last week against New Orleans and look at Tyler Shuck on one side, complete pass after pass. He completed so many passes to Chris Olave. And when Olave didn't have a quarterback, he was invisible in this business. You didn't even know he was out there. You get a quarterback that can complete passes, because I think when you look at some of the young receivers they brought in via trade, I think they have a chance with some of them. And so I think this thing can be built in his vision the right way. But, I think they've got to make some real strong personnel decisions, including they got to figure out what they want on defense and who they want to call the defense, because that's going to be important when you go up against much improved teams in New England and then what Josh Allen and the Bills provide.
We're talking to Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Brian, we did the overall complexion NFC. I want to flip it over to the AFC here. Playoffs are going to look different. You know, Allen's still going to be there, but, you know, no Mahomes, no Burrow. Some of the names have changed. I understand so there are some that had Kansas City Chief fatigue. It's going to be odd, I'll be honest with you, watching these playoffs in the AFC and not seeing a game that involves Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I mean, five straight. I mean, let's see, seven or eight straight AFC championship games went through Kansas City. So that's not going to happen this year. But the teams that have replaced him in Denver is a very good football team with a good, young, dynamic quarterback in Bo Nix, a defense that can sack the quarterback. They got a reigning defensive player of the year in Patrick Surtain, a really good multiple defense. Jim Harbaugh just knows how to coach. And really, the Chargers are going to be a problem because they don't beat themselves. They can run the football. The quarterback is a star. He needs to win playoff games. So I think, you know, what New England is doing right now is a complete rebuild right in front of us with a really good young quarterback. And so I feel like there's some, you know, and then if you look at what Jacksonville is doing right now, you know, I think that they're, and what Houston can do defensively, I don't think that we're going to go to this postseason and go, boy, we missed Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I think we're going to see like a bunch of really competitive games that come down to final possessions, big plays, star power, young players developing and emerging right in front of us. So I think it's going to be healthy for the league right now in this postseason.
Yeah, Brian, and the team that you mentioned last is the one that intrigues me the most with when it comes to the complexion of the AFC, and that's the Texans. You know, pound for pound, best defense in the NFL. I think Stroud learned a little bit from Davis Mills stepping in when he was dealing with that concussion, that you don't have to do too much. That's how good that defense is. I think they're going to be, and they're riding the 7-game winning streak. They survived a little bit of a scare by the Raiders on Sunday. That Texans team is going to be really dangerous come playoff time.
I completely agree. You know, they changed offensive line coach, offense coordinators last year. The quarterback isn't getting hit like he was getting hit. But they do enough offensively. If they score 20 points, they're probably going to win most games. You saw last week Darrell Stingley Jr. take a pick six back. But, you know, I know Myles Garrett's probably going to win the defensive player of the year, and rightfully so. But if he... The runner-up is going to be Will Anderson. Nobody in this league plays harder than Will Anderson. Nobody wants to see that guy in a playoff spot, how hard he plays, how well-coached they are defensively. They don't have a weakness defensively, not one. And they can affect the quarterback. They're going to be a problem. They're going to be a hard out when they get to the postseason, because they are going to get there.
Yeah, they are going to get there. NFC South, Brian, I want to ask you, which team are you taking, Panthers or Bucks?
I'm going to see the Panthers this weekend. As good as, you know, they obviously knocked off Tampa last week, but they see Seattle this week at home. Like, that's a tough game for them. But I like what I'm seeing from Carolina. They're very well coached defensively. They have a lot of really – they look like an expansion franchise. Guys have come from all different teams.
Yeah.
They've been molded and well coached. And they do just enough offensively to give you some cause for concern. I'm going to take the Panthers – because I don't trust the Bucs defense right now in any kind of a big game.
Yeah, and they've obviously the three straight losses for Tampa Bay at home to New Orleans and Falcons, and then on the road last week to Carolina. And the magic with Baker Mayfield, that's the other issue. I mean, there was a point in time for 6-7 weeks of this season, Brian, when you talked about Baker Mayfield, who's an MVP candidate. That magic, and I understand they've been hit by injuries, but that magic is worn off.
It has, and really, you know, all the guys that were injured, from Mike Evans to Chris Godwin to Bucky Irving, to Tristan Wirfs. All those guys that were injured are all back. And so even with everybody back in the lineup last week, they couldn't, you know, they couldn't overcome a 3-point deficit in the fourth quarter to go win a game, which was for first place in that division. And so he can still, you know, Baker can still get out of harm's way. He can still go scramble for a first down. But the big throws that we saw him make early this year to win games and throughout the year last year, we're not seeing those right now.
Brian, last one for you, and that is with what we saw last night with Rivers and really what we've seen from him the last 13 days. Just that you played the game, to be out of football for 5 years and then to step back in and play quarterback, and I understand there's limitations. He's 44 years old, but that is, like, it's such an easy story to root for. And honestly, after watching the last two games, Seattle and last night against San Fran, I miss Rivers in the NFL.
Well, you miss his fire. But this is what has not been replaced. The arm is diminished. The legs aren't taking him anywhere, but the mind is still sharp as can be. And he's got a shot, put the ball, you know, to his receivers, but tough and smart. And there's still a place for quarterbacks in this league that can beat you with what they see pre-snap. You can't fool him. He gave him a chance last night. They put up a good number of points. Defense let him down. But yes, there's a place for a quarterback that has, you know, they always say this, Mark. They say The problem with experience is by the time you get enough of it, you're too old to enjoy it. Philip Rivers can still enjoy a little bit because of the experience that he still holds.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Hey, Brian, always great talking a little NFL with you. Happy holidays to you and your family. Appreciate the time today.
Right back at you, Mark. Happy holidays to you.
You got it. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. We've hit one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.